some way, we're gonna make it. No matter what the test, whatever comes our way, we're gonna make it. With Jesus on
good morning, this is Dr. Harding, and I want to say good morning to all of our Moments of Inspiration. The Moments of Inspiration, that's right, Moments of Inspiration. And Moments of Inspiration is just what I said is. I want to inspire you, I want to encourage you, I want to give you some words today, a message that will help you to make it through the day, and not only through the day, to help you to make it through this week. And in some areas, it may help you for the rest of your life. That's right, for the rest of your life. And one of the things I'm going to be talking about today, the key quote that I want to put into your heart today is, what's available? What's available? That's the key word for today, or the key thought for today is, what's available? Now let me pray. Dear God, I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. I thank you for those, God, that's going to tune in and that's already tuned in to Moments of Inspiration. And I pray, Father, that your blessing would be on the families. I pray your blessing would be on these families and on these, God, that tune in today and those that tune in at a later time. I pray, God, that you would use me for your glory. Use me for your glory, that these that are listening would be inspired, enhanced, and enlightened. And I give you the glory and I give you the praise in that name that's above every name, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank God again for you that have tuned into Moments of Inspiration. I will be streaming live this Thursday night for our Bible study at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday night. And we are always on Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Service. We have an 8 a.m. service. And then from the 8 a.m. service, we have 11:30 a.m. service. We're streaming live. And you are welcome to come if you are prepared for the pandemic. When I say prepared for the pandemic, that means that you have your mask, that means that you have your mask on, that you're gonna have the distance, and that you're gonna keep your mask on while service is going. All right, let's get into this. What's available? Just simply because you're born again and you're saved. A lot of people, that's where they get their thinking crossed up. They say, well, I'm saved, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and why is God blessing this person? He don't bless me. It does not mean, simply because you're saved and you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, that you're going to get all of the things that you think you're going to get. You have to, God do not give us what we want. He gives us what we qualify for. That's right, what we qualify for. So if we don't qualify for those things, we don't get them. Now, but we do, there are benefits just being saved. Psalm 116 and 12 said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? What shall I render? This is David. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits to me? Then Psalm 103 and 1-3 said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now, what does he say? What does he say? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Now, what is the benefits then for the children of God? What are some of the benefits? Who forgiveth all of our iniquity? That's a benefit. Who not only forgiveth all our iniquity, but who healeth all of our diseases? That's a benefit. Who redeemed us out of the life from destruction? That's a benefit. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy? These are all benefits. Now, one of the benefits, think about that. He healed thee from all of thy diseases. Well, this virus is a disease that we can't see. So that's one of our blessings. That's a blessing that God said he would. Now, if you don't have it, he kept it from getting on you. nor been yet revealed unto you. That's right, they haven't been revealed unto you, but they are for you. This thing that God has for the body of Christ, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of men, the good things that God have for them that love him. But he has shown them unto us. He just said, all of our benefits. David said, what can I render unto God for his benefit? Well, we can render praise because God has been good to us. This is 9 months that God have taken us through, and we've seen, and on the radio we hear about so many going in and about so many being infected. Think about that. Some of us have been infected, but you went through it and God brought you through it. Some didn't make it through, but you thank God that he brought you through. And so what shall we render unto God for all his benefits? Let's learn how to render some praises unto God just for what he done for us today. Now, a benefit is something that sometimes people take benefits, a job, they look at what benefits you have. If your people don't have no time, no sick leave, if they don't have vacation, if they don't have time off of being pregnant, et cetera, then they say, well, you know, I don't want this job. There may be another job that pays a little less, but they got vacation, they got time off, they got sick leave and benefits. So there's benefits in living right. One of the main benefits is that you're going to have eternal life. That's right, eternal life. And what can you pay for eternal life? How long is eternal life? Eternal is time without measurement. You can't measure what's eternal. That's the only thing that you can never add, you can never subtract, you can never multiply, because it is eternal. And so we have eternal life. Now, a new year, a new day. This is what happened. In 1863, a proclamation was issued declaring that all slaves in the United States Confederacy was now free. That was declared, the Declaration of Independence. It was what we call the 13th Amendment, and so they were set free. Now, it's a bad thing, what you got to understand, it's a bad thing to be set free and don't know you're free. And don't know you're free, and you still act like that you're in bondage. Well, the Bible said, whom God have set free, St. John 12 and 36, whom God have set free, you're free indeed. So I want you to understand, this is what's available to you. You are free to praise God. You are free to worship God in spirit and in truth. You are free to go to the throne and to the throne of God and tell him what you want. This is the freedom you have. So don't allow the devil to put your mind back in slavery where that you think that you're in bondage and you think that you cannot make it simply because your mind is holding you in bondage. Now, there was a lot of the slave that was free. The proclamation went out. And they was free, but they didn't know they was free. And then there was some that knew they was free, but they was afraid to leave the plantation. They thought it was better to continue to work for the master than to go out on their own. Now, here's the thing. God, whom Christ have set free, we're free indeed. That means that there's nothing can hold you back as long as you do what is right. What is right. So you got to know. See, here's the thing. That's why Paul said so many times in writing, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. The word ignorant means misinformed, uninformed, or you just don't know. So if you're ignorant of your benefit, if you're ignorant of what God has for you, if you're ignorant of not knowing what to do and so forth, then the devil can hold you hostage. But the devil cannot hold you hostage if you are not ignorant. That's why we need to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, so that's what we got to do. So when we do that, then we will find that there's blessing that God will give us, and he's given us these blessings, and given us these blessings, we can find out that there's blessing that is hid in disguise. But where are they hid at? They are hid in God's word. And the more knowledge you get about God's word, the more you know about your freedom, how free you are. You have that freedom. But many of them, they're not for various reasons. The slave did not take the freedom. They stayed with the masters, and they still act like that. But here's one of the other problems. One of the other problems, and the biggest problem, was it wasn't those that didn't know they was freed, and they knew they was free, but they kept the slavery in their mind. They never freed their mind. They still acted the same way, the same way, the same way. The story was told about a man that he was an alcoholic, and and this was in the time of the saloon, and he always was hitch his horse to the post right in front of the saloon. Then finally he went and to the church and said he got saved, and they said he got saved, and they said, well, he'll be back, but he kept for about 3 or 4 months, he did not come back. But all of a sudden, he went back, and the pilgrim said, well, I know you were going to come back. And they said, why? He said, how did you know I was going to come back? He said, because you kept hitching your horse to the hitching pole right in front of the bar. So if you don't move from where you are, you're going to end up back just like you were before. You'll end up with doubt. You'll end up with fear. You'll end up with saying, I can't make it. But God have set you free. And I want you to know you're free. You're just as free in this time of pandemic as you were before the pandemic. So don't let the pandemic tell you you're not free. Just simply because you got a mask on, you're free. You're the same person with a mask on that you were before the mask. Simply because you're some places that you can't go and you got to be aware of going and you got to be distant, you're still free. You're still free in Christ. Christ have not put a mask on you. Christ have not distanced himself from you. He said, I'm close, I'm nearer than you. I'm so close that I'm even in your heart. I'm in your spirit. So don't think God have distanced himself from us. God is with us. And so we got to understand that God is with us, so we cannot have this servitude mind of lack in our spirit. So we got to have a choice. We have a choice to stay enslaved, or we have a choice to walk out of it and be perfect and be secure and don't allow to be the master to let go of your freedom. You are free. You're free to praise God. You're free to worship God. You're free to tell God what you need. Now, some of them remain saved in their mind, and they were thinking and acting like they were slaves. Now, my point is that it's a terrible thing to be free and then not enjoy it. Don't enjoy your freedom. My God, when a person gets free, they ought to enjoy their freedom. What are we free to do? We're free to praise God. What are we free to do? We can come to the throne of God without any problems. We got that freedom. And so when we understand we got that freedom, that's one of the purposes of the ministry of salvation, is to help us to experience the freedom of Jesus Christ, the freedom of Jesus Christ that he purchased us. Now, we got that other thought. We've been bought with a price. And so what are we going through? What are we suffering? What is the thing that has got us is holding us back? What is the thing that got us trembling? Well, some of the things that may have you trembling is you still allowing your past to control you. If you're allowing your past to control you and you're allowing other folks to control you, you're still in slavery. You know, if you're thinking about what people think about what I say or what they think about, you know, or what they did to me and so forth, and you're allowing them people, you're allowing the past to continue to control your future. Well, break out of that box. Break out of that box, because God have freed you, and you do not have to allow what other folks say. They don't have to speak for you anymore. You don't have to worry about who's going to like me. I'm going to edumacate you right now, so you don't even have to worry about this anymore. There are always going to be somebody that don't like you, period. Always going to be somebody that don't like you, period. Now, always going to be somebody that talk about you, period. You can't stop it. They're going to do it. There's always going to be there, period. There's always somebody going to wish that you don't exist the way and don't have what you have, period. So you know that now. They don't like you. They don't want you to have what you have. But here's the thing that's a positive part about this. Whatever you are and whatever you're doing, God brought you to this place. And God is the one that brought you this far. And you made it to where you are now without and they were thinking all these thoughts about you. It didn't stop you from being a child of God. It didn't stop you from feeding your family. It didn't stop you from eating. It didn't stop you from getting a job. It didn't stop you from going to church. So now if God have did all of these things for you, and you're going to let some little knucklehead that may not even know you in death, they know you vicariously by day, looking at you and seeing you and thinking you have what you have, and you're going to let them stop you? No, you're not going to let them stop you. Remember what I told you, the first thing is you got to do is you got to make sure that you are free. You got to make sure that you understand. And the thing is, you got to know what's available for you. What is available for us? God is always available. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He never takes a vacation. Can you really think in your mind what will happen? What will happen to the world if for 5 minutes God will withhold the wind? Just 5 minutes. No air, no nothing. My God, so many thousands of people would die because most of us can't hold our breath for 5 minutes. And if God would just stop operating for just that long, what would happen in those 5 minutes if God just withdrew himself from the world? How many people would get hit by a car? How many people wouldn't wake up? How many people would be drowned? Just 5 minutes that God didn't operate and didn't show his mercy and didn't show his grace. My God, the whole thing would just about come to an end. But God's grace and God's mercy is so great that he will not withhold himself from us. He's ever present. He's always present. So this is available to you. He said, I never leave you. I will never leave you. I will never leave you. I will never refrain from you. I will be with you always, 24/7. I'm with you. I'm with you when you sleep. I'm with you when you're awake. I'm with you when you're driving. You're on a bus, on a train, on a plane. I am there. And so that's what we got to understand. God is always with us. And so it's a terrible thing to be free and yet not able to throw off your chains. You still got your chains on. The chains that's holding you down. What, you know, you're thinking about these changes and what you're doing, you put changes on yourself. You start saying, well, I lost my job. Or you know that they're not hiring anymore. You know that we got to stay in the house. We got to do this. You putting changes on yourself. Don't lock your mind. Your mind is a terrible thing to lose. It's a terrible thing to abuse. And God works through the mind. God working on the inside, and the devil is working on the outside. But greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. So remember, the one on the inside is the greater one. The greater one. And so many of you that are listening to me now are still trapped in your past and things that happened a long time ago. You cannot allow the past to trap you. Don't be trapped about what somebody did to you years ago. Don't be trapped about what somebody said about you years ago. Don't be trapped about the opinion that people have about you right now. I don't care what opinion they have about me. I know who my God is, and I know who my God is. I'm not afraid of what's going to happen. Whatever happened, it happened. The thing's going to be happening anyway. Now, don't be trapped in fear. Don't allow fear to trap you and hold you hostage. Whatever Christ have been made you, when Christ has made you free, then you're free. And this is what Galatians says, and be not tangled up again. Don't be tangled up. God have made you free. Indeed, don't let, and being entangled mean to be wrapped or twisted together, intertwined, ensnared. You know, don't allow the devil to twist you up. Don't allow the devil to hold you in that bondage. Don't allow the devil to keep you twisting you, and you go back and get out. God get you out of this, and you go get in something else. He get you out of this, you go get in something else. And so he said, they said this about me. Did you hear what they said about me? They said about Jesus. The same people that were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, when he came in and laying palm leaves down for him to walk. And the same folk was at the cross saying, crucify him, crucify him. And so listen, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. Where can Christ have made? Christ have made us free from these things. And so don't be entangled again with that yoke. A yoke was the thing that they used on horses and oxes to hold them together so that if one go one way, the other one had to go the other way. Don't break that yoke. Destroy the yoke. God have destroyed the yoke of Satan that was holding us together and making us do things. And so don't allow and go back into that thing. Freedom is becoming what God intended you to be. That's right. That's what freedom is. What is it that God intended you to be? What is it that God wants you to be? What is in your heart? Do you really know what God wants you to be? Do you understand that to get the best out of you and for us to operate in the way that God wants us to operate in, we got to go through the fire. There's nobody that God used that he didn't take through the fire. That's right. He taken them through the fire. There were things that they had to go through the fire. Moses had to go into the wilderness. Moses had to go back to the mountain to be renewed again. More and more he had to go back. He had to go back to God. God got the roughness off of him. And God said, listen, Moses, you can't do that. And then the last thing he told Moses, the first time to hit the rock and the water would come out. The last time he told him to speak to the rock. And Moses hit the rock and he called the people rebel. So God have to take you through some rough places before your blessing. And so God now, through this pandemic and through all of the things that you're losing and things that you have to discomfort yourself a little bit, you got to be like, you got to bend without breaking. breaking. That's right, bend without breaking. And be like that little tool that you hit and it bounced back up. You can take a licking and keep on kicking, tick on ticking, just like that watch. You can, there's some things that you would be surprised that if you hadn't went through them, you would never be where you are today. But God have taken you through it, and my God, freedom is becoming what God wants you to be. Do you really, really, really know what God wants you to do? Have you been seeking God in this time? There are some people that in this time, they making more money than they was making because God shifted them and they was able to move with the ship. And so that's the thing we want to know. Now, let me tell you another thing here. Our freedom comes when we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. Now, you got to allow, you got to pray, you got to fast. If you don't have a prayer for life and you do not study the scripture, you have to study to show yourself approved unto God. Study, give yourself to study. The Bible said that in the Bible, it talks about those men said they were more knowledgeable than others because they gave themselves to God and they studied his word daily. The Berean, they studied themselves, they studied daily. So if you don't study God's word, you don't know where you are. You thinking that I don't have time. You don't know if you couldn't pray, pastor, like me, if you had all this on you. You don't know what I have on me. You don't have no, don't. That's why I don't ever try to compare somebody else. You do not know what's on me. Only God and I and a few other people may know what's on me. You don't know, so don't try to compare yourself with me. But you do the thing and find out and seek God for yourself, what he wants you to do. What is your life story? When you are free, God will set you there from the set you free from the expectation of others. Now, a lot of time you're held hostage. That's why I told you, you're held hostage, and you're held hostage because you're expecting somebody else to move by what other people think about you. Don't matter what other folks think about you. You can't look for everybody. Everybody's not going to think good about you. So don't try to operate in other people's expectation. Do what God told you to do and know that you're doing what God said you to do. And my former pastor, a little gentleman that's going on to be with the Lord now, he said, when you know what you know and you know you're doing it for God, he said, don't move for hell. Don't move for nothing. Let nothing. I don't care if hell come out on you. Don't move. Stand still and know that I'm God. Stand still. That's what Moses had to do. When he got to the Red Sea, the Egyptians were behind him and they was coming. He could not go anywhere but in the water or either go back and get killed. The people got scared and they were talking about Moses. Said, would God we had to die in the wilderness? We had to die in Egypt. You brought us out here for them to come and get us. And God said to Moses, said to God, God, what am I going to do? And God said to him, be still. Be still and know that I'm God. Be still and understand that I'm God. Everything that's surrounding us now, everything that's coming against us now, let's be still. Do not allow the devil to take anything from you. Be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know that God is still healing. Be still and know that God is still delivering. Be still and know that cancer is not a death sentence. Be still and know that this virus is not a death sentence for your family. Be still. When I say that, be still, and that means be quiet. Sometimes you just need some quiet time. Sometimes people pray, but they don't listen to God. They don't take that quiet moment of meditating and just sitting and waiting for what God wants to tell them. And so the Spirit cannot come in unless it's interrupt you and to tell you what he wants you to do. Because you're just talking and busy all the time. Be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know that my power still works. Be still and know that I'm the God that brought you through this. Be still and know that I'm going to make a way for you. Be still and know that the stimulant is not going to get you through it. I'm going to get you through it. That's what God is telling us, and that's what God wants us to know, that he's with us regardless if we can feel him. If we can't feel him, then we ought to believe him. If we can't see him, then we ought to trust him. We got to trust him because God has brought us too far, and we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Now, so Romans 14 and 7 say, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. No, it's not meat and drink, but his righteousness and his peace and his joy in the Holy Ghost. And so that's what you got to understand. That's what God is. The freedom that God gives us is in him. His peace is peace of mind. And let me tell you something. You got to have peace of mind. We have more people now, right now, that are stressed out. We have more of the psychiatrists and counselors and therapists are just so busy every day because people are afraid. They're attempting suicide and some is committing suicide. All of these things simply because they're not trusting in God, leaning to their own understanding. understand it. You are free. You are free. You have the Holy Spirit. You are free. You've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. God didn't come into you for you to remain the same. You should not be the same. That's why the people, they used to sing the song, you know, I looked at my hands and my hand was new, and I looked at my feet and they was too. Now, it wasn't no different in them, but when the Holy Ghost come in you, inside you're different. People don't know from the things that's going on inside that you are different on the outside. And so I want to tell you today, this is the most important thing that I want to tell you. Looking at what's going to happen, what is the thing that you're looking forward to, I want you to understand what's available for you. I want you to know joy is still available. That's right, joy is still available. I want to let you know that kindness is still available. I want to let you know that love is still available. Oh God, that's why sometimes I sang that song, I still have joy. Out of all the things that I've been through, I still have joy. And I'm wondering, do you still have your joy? I'm wondering, do you still have your love? I'm wondering, do you still know that God have give all these things for you? And Paul said in Philippians 4 and 6, don't be anxious about anything. Stop worrying. A lot of people worry about something before it happened. You're worrying now about Christmas. Christmas haven't got here yet. You got a whole 20-something days before Christmas get here. But you don't start worrying about Christmas. Oh, we ain't gonna have this. And my children not gonna have that. And they're not gonna have that. Be quiet. You're talking yourself out of stuff. You don't know what God's going to do. God, weeping may endure but a night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. And I want you to know that there's the sun rising. I can see it. Hallelujah. There's a sun rising, and you can see the sun. You're looking at the sun rise. He's getting ready to rise on your situation. He's getting ready to God. This is what I'm going to tell you, that think about the things that are coming. He's getting ready to rise on your situation. God is getting ready to pour out some blessing that you never thought he was going to pour out. And I know you, Sir Pastor, we hear you say that all the time. Well, I say it all the time because I'm trying to tell somebody to stop moaning and stop grieving and stop worrying about what you don't have. Stop crying about, you know, you don't have this and you don't have that. I don't have a job. You don't have to have a job for God to take care of you. God's mercy is extended. There's a thing called common grace. Even folks that are not saved, God have common grace. He gave grace for them. He feed them. That's right. He feeds them and he make ways for them. And even sometimes the people that are saved, God give you grace. That is what we call saving grace. And God, David said, I was young and now I'm old, and I never saw the righteous forsaken nor their seed beg bread. And I don't care what happened and how long this pandemic goes on, and I don't care what they say in Congress and how they hold back in Congress, God is going to take care of us. That's what you got to stand on. God has already made a way. God has already knows your ending before your beginning. And I'm telling you something, that you got to stand now as never before, and you got to stand on God's word, and you got to understand that God right now, what does I tell you, you got to do? You got to continue right now to look towards what's going to happen. That's right, look to what's going to happen, what's available for you. I want you to know that that God got a storehouse of meat and food that he that already prepared to set up for you. God got folks in it that he's going to bring into your life, and that's going to cross your path, that's going to bring you, give you something to get you through this. Don't worry about that. That you got to understand, look for what is available to you. What are the things that's already available for you? My God, there's a lot of things available. God will test somebody that talked about you and hated you and everything, and test their heart to go give you something. Don't worry about it. That's what I'm telling you. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just do what you need to do today. What do you need to do today? Praise God. What do you need to do today? Thank God that this is the day he made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in. What do you need to do today? You need to pray and thank God that he's your God. Thank God that he's your Savior. Thank God that he brought you out. Thank God that he's opening doors for you. Thank God that he's making ways out of no way. Thank God that he brought you this far. Thank God that you never have thought you was made it. My God, you know, when I was a young boy and a child, they, you know, and people said they were 60 years old or 50 years old, I said, "Woo, that's old. My God, that's old. 70, oh my God, that's old." And that was old then. Now I'm 73, and I don't say that's old now. You know, I'm saying, thank God I'm 73 years old. My God, I made it, 73. So this is the thing you got to do. Thank God for where he brought you from. Tough time makes tough people. Tough peoples have been through tough time. That's right. People that haven't been through nothing, they are soft, and they can't take nothing, can't stand nothing. I need you to send this message to somebody else, because you may not be getting it, but I want you to know there's somebody to know that tough people, tough time makes tough people. That's right. People don't fall, a tough person don't fall in tough time. They just get tougher. That's right. They just get tougher. My God. And when the devil get tougher on us, we just got to get tougher on him. We got to bring in some more stronger prayer. We got to get our double barrels to prayers in. We got to get our bombs in. We got to get our hand grenades in. We got to get all of these things in, the blasting the way for God. When the devil come in like a storm, the Bible said like a flood, the Bible said God will lift up a standard against him. So God is not going to let the devil overtake you. I come out to tell you today that you are on top. You are not in servitude. God have freed you. He freed your mind, and act like you're free. Walk with your head high. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up to the everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of men, and the Lord of angels, the Lord of my God, my God, my God. He is the King of hosts. And that's what we got to understand. And that's what I want to leave with you. Some moments of inspiration. Man, lift up your head. Woman, lift up your head. Boy, you can make it. Girl, you got a great opportunity. Your best days are before you. Lift up your head. Let the people know that for God you live and for God you die. And let them know that you're I'm not going to hang my head down. I'm not going to be looking pitiful. I'm going to smile. I'm going to smile. I'm going to smile, smile, smile. And you know, give the world a smile. There's people that just need a smile. There's people that just need a good look. No, they haven't. Everybody looked at them. They thought they were looking at them in a pitiful way. Look at them and give them a smile. They need a smile. And I know we can't hug and like we used to do in touch, but they need a touch. Somebody just need a touch. You know, little children, little babies, they need that touch. You give them that touch and they're so glad, you know, you're tickling them or you're putting on them, and they smile. And you give them a smile. It's, oh, my, you're so cute today. All of those things. You're encouraging them. Somebody need to be encouraged. They need a look. They need a touch and they need a word. A word is, oh, God, God got a word for you. And what is the word that God have for you? I am the Lord your God, and I did not bring you this far to leave you now. I'm the same God that I was yesterday, today, and forever. And I want you to understand something, that if God be for you, who can be against you? That's right. Who can be against you? And I want to thank God for you that do post this and for you that do pass this on to others. And I thank you today for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. I want to pray now for those that are in situation. But first of all, I want to tell those that don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. Let me tell you something. This is one of the best times if you ever received him or you ever needed God. You need him now. The whole world is confused by a virus. They're confused. Some are saying this. Some are saying it's not this. Some are saying, and so much a thing that you're getting over the air. Some said wear the mask. Others say we don't need the mask. Some say we're going to get vaccination. Some say you don't need it. It won't work. Others say I won't take it. Just a confusion. But we got to get into unity. And one that is not that's not offering any confusion, there's no confusion in God. There's none in him. He said, in me you live. Paul said, in him I live, I move, and I have my being. Close your eyes and just pray this prayer with me if you don't know Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I am confessing that I'm a sinner, and I'm asking you to forgive me for all of my sins. And I want that Christ, Jesus, to come into my heart and save me. The one that was died, that was crucified and was buried and rose on the third day. I want him to come into my heart and save me. And Father, if you save me, I will serve you for the rest of my life. And I thank God for you that prayed that prayer with me. God save you. And don't let nobody tell you you're not saved. They said that's too easy. But God said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. That's right. My yoke is easy and my burdens are light. And so you don't have to worry about what people are saying. That's the problem. Maybe your problem now. You've been listening to too many other people. Now, I want to pray for you that listen to Moments of Inspiration and going to pass this on to others. Dear God, I thank you that you know every individual, because you're everywhere. You, God, have all power. You, God, have all power. Not only do you have all power, your eyes is in every place. And I'm asking right now that you would heal, God, wounded heart. I'm asking, God, that you would undo heavy burden. I'm asking, God, that you will break through. God, give a breakthrough to that person that is going through right now. God, help them now to know that you are a present help in the time of trouble. God, make ways out of no way. Work miracles, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal bodies everywhere, God. Heal the minds, God, in the name of Jesus. God, miracles and healing, and God, manifest yourself and show yourself to be strong. And I give you the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you today. And thank you so much for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. And listen, if you want to plant a seed into Moments of Inspiration, you can do it through PushPay, or you can do it through Giverify, either one of those apps. If you don't have the apps, you can download the app and give a message. We're doing some things even now and getting ready to do some things. We'd like to get some of the messages to you and some of the things that we talk about. You can see it over, but sometimes to have it just as a reminder. We all need to be reminded of something. I still attend good seminars. That's right. Even though I've been saved for 56 years and I've been to college and all of that stuff, I still enjoy other people. No man is an island. Nobody is an island. So if you'd like to give an offering and you want to mail it in, mail it to 135 West Victoria Street here in the city of Long Beach, California, and the zip code is 90805. Again, 135 West Victoria Street here in the city of Long Beach, California, and the zip code is 90805. Or you can go to PushPay, or you can go to Giverify, and you can give. Download the app if you don't have it, and you can give. And I want to say to all of you that invest in this, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for your patriotism, and thank you for your involvement. And may God best be yours. Remember, tomorrow night at 7:30, you can get us on live stream, or if you're close enough, you can come by and be a part of the service. And on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 11:30 a.m., I will be streaming live, preaching live. God bless you. Have a blessed day. That's on YouTube. It's also on Facebook and other media that you can catch us on streaming live. God bless you. Please post this, and thank you so much, and have a blessed day.